This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And you know, we spend a lot of time on the show talking about reskilling, upskilling, the challenges involved in that. We've been doing that well before COVID-19 and 2020 and the kinds of unemployment that we're seeing. And I think e-latte has now entered the picture and perhaps, you know, developed or changed the direction of that conversation a bit. It's launched by the HRDF, or the Human Resource Development Fund, and it's an e-learning hub that provides free access to education and skills development, which essentially means free online courses on a wide range of subjects.
Yeah, so it's a pretty interesting initiative, right? The government has collaborated with GoOne, which is one of the largest international e-learning aggregators, and they'll be making these courses available to all Malaysians until the 5th of February next year, or 2022. And there's a whole range of really interesting courses. I just had a quick look earlier, everything from languages to, picking up even cleaning skills or finance skills, personal developments. Really, there seems to be a little bit of everything for anyone who might be looking to use this particular time to improve themselves and learn something new.
So they're expecting about 2 million Malaysians to get on e-latte by the end of the year. Even I think the interest that has been shown is quite tremendous. It was launched on the 6th and about over 5,000 people signed up for courses during the launch itself. They are, however, and I think that this is something that will need addressing, the courses are currently only available in English. And as a way to kind of link all of it up to employment, HRDF is also planning to integrate the platform itself with their own employment and upskilling websites.
Yeah, so employment is a key thing here, right? Because this is a year that has seen, I think, an almost unprecedented number of people losing jobs. If not losing jobs, at least seeing their job descriptions change quite significantly. As of November last year, our unemployment rate currently stands at 4.7%. And a study conducted by UOB in July found that 9 out of 10 employees believe that upskilling, reskilling is something that is essential in securing a job once we put this pandemic behind us. So perhaps for this reason as well, the Human Resources Minister has asked the HRDF to, I suppose, address what you said earlier, the fact that it's in English, to expand the kind of content, to make it more available, not just in Bahasa Malaysia, but also in other languages. The aim, I think, is to keep adding more courses to e-latte until there are more than 1,000 courses available.
So this addresses one key thing when it comes to reskilling or upskilling. And that is a question of access as well as, so I think it's access and it's cost, right? So the fact that it is being made available for free and online, I think is quite key, because it essentially means that wherever you are, under hopefully whatever circumstances you're in, provided you have access to a device of some kind, and that could just be even, I think, your phone, as well as the internet, you can, in theory, participate in one of these courses. And that does away with something that we commonly hear, right? Which is, I don't know where to go, or I thought of upskilling, I thought of going back to school. But honestly, facing a pay cut or having just lost a job doesn't mean that this is the best time for me to be investing in a learning course.
So that question of access then does come into that question of language, because access isn't just about digital access. It's about, what if I don't speak English very well? Sometimes it's a question of feeling intimidated. Am I going to want to sit through a course where I can't even really understand the language it's being delivered in? So the fact that it's free is great. The fact that all you really need is a device to access it is great. I would like to see what happens as this develops and is available in other languages, because I do think that because of the wealth of content that is available, at least from looking at the website, I would like this to be made available to as many Malaysians as possible.
I'm also interested to see what kinds of courses will be made available, because at the moment, again, it's more than 200 free online courses. In time, they're hoping to achieve more than 1,000 courses available. And this goes to another aspect of the difficulties around upskilling that people often talk about, which is what do I upskill to, you know, in a landscape that is changing so rapidly, in a technological field, right? Particularly where new programs are coming out all the time, new skills, you need to add on new skills to your resume constantly in order to be marketable, in order to be relevant to the job space. I do think that having a wide variety of courses is important because you don't really know what's going to be relevant to people's specific careers. I think some skills will be able to apply across the board, like the ability to write well, the ability to do research. I think these are things that are relevant in most professions. But if you're looking for something more technical in nature, then I think keeping up with a variety of courses and a variety of relevant courses is a challenge. So the more the merrier.
I'm thinking about it actually from, you know, different people will have different needs. For me personally, I'm not looking to upskill necessarily. I'm looking to add skills. So I wouldn't mind taking up a language course, for instance. Mm. But then there are things that are as basic as learning to improve your spoken English. And I can think of many people for whom that would actually be a really valuable addition to their abilities, to their portfolio. And, you know, I was quite interested to see even things like how to clean a bathroom, how to maintain a car, I believe was one of them. So it also addresses those, I suppose, more vocational kind of jobs that people might be in. But you're right. It's knowing what helps you that I think allows you to choose the ones that you can take that are useful.
So you would want to learn a new language?
I think so. I looked at it and it's something I've been wanting to do for a while. And if it's free and I can do it from home, why not?
Yeah, I can get behind that. I think learning a new language would be great. I also want to address another part of it, which is that I think when you are within a movement control order, when you perhaps don't have as much variety in your life as you normally do, and you perhaps have a little bit more time and your morale is a little bit low in some cases, actually picking up a new skill can go a long way towards bolstering that, right? I just wanted to talk about it a little bit outside of the landscape of purely looking at employment, because employment is very important. I don't want to downplay that. And I recognize that even saying that we should look at it beyond employment is somewhat something of a privilege. But I also think, you know, for the amount of time we spend talking about mental health, it is so important to discuss the fact that learning something new can be so beneficial to your mental health, particularly in a period in which many of us might feel that we're stagnating. So many things have come to a stop during the pandemic, during the movement control orders, that having some forward motion in your personal life, I think, is of huge value. So just to say, we'd like to know, what skill would you like to pick up? Just in general, if it's available for free, it's available online, what would you like to learn? And if we're talking about employment, what skill would actually be relevant for your industry? Let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we will be speaking with Mogan Arjunan, who is the Assistant Vice President at the Research and Development Department at the Human Resources Development Fund. So that's coming your way. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We are talking today about the launch of eLatte, which has been launched by the HRDF and is an e-learning hub that provides free access to education and skills development. So it's online courses on a wide range of subjects. Right now, only available in English. The hope is that that will change soon. And also hoping that there will be more content uploaded weekly. At least that is the promise so far. And so in light of the fact that this is now available, we wanted to know, what skill in general would you like to pick up if it were available to you for free and online? And specifically, what skill would be relevant for your industry to make you perhaps more attractive as a hire? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, to tell us more, we're speaking with Mogan Arjunan, who is the Assistant Vice President at the Research and Development Department at HRDF. Mogan, thank you so much for speaking with us. Firstly, tell us more about eLatte.
eLatte is an online learning platform that offers free, unlimited access to industry-driven courses to all Malaysians. This is an initiative, collaborative effort between HRDF and GOAN one of the largest international e-learning aggregators. I would say that this is a timely effort besides being part of our initiative to assist Malaysians during this difficult period of combating COVID-19.
So what are the gaps that the government is trying to bridge?
By introducing ELATI, the Ministry of Human Resources Malaysia and HRDF, we are trying our best to support in combating the pandemic and as well as helping our Malaysian companies to get back on their feet as soon as possible. We strongly believe that this platform will enable Malaysians to prepare for the future by enrolling hundreds of skill development courses.
Okay, so that being said, what courses are available on the site at the moment?
At the beginning, we have more than 200 free courses. I would say these are all industry-driven courses. We have specifically created 12 different playlists for Malaysian for all Malaysians, and all Malaysians actually can have the opportunity to select their preferred and relevant courses, ranging from leadership, programming, languages, customer service, and also industry-specific courses. So, of course, we will add more content in coming weeks, and including in other languages than English. And our target is actually to achieve 1,000 free courses by end of this year.
So how does the ministry decide on the types of courses that are going to be made available on the platform?
Okay, at HRDF, I think we have a very rich database of learning. I would say that since 1993, we have been we've been facilitating trainings. So based on our database, we have classified 22 main skill areas, which selected by industry-driven as most enrolled courses by companies. So based on these 22 skill areas, we created these 12 different playlists, which now contain more than 200 free courses.
And Morgan, how would you describe the level of interest from the public when it comes to upskilling or reskilling?
I would say that based on the mass amount of users registered in ELATI platform, we must say that public actually recognize the importance of upskilling and reskilling to stay relevant, even in this current economic situation. We can see that many industries going through very challenging time. And this actually forced Malaysians to change job, the way of doing our work. Now, most of them actually working from home. They need new skill. They need to master new skill in order to stay relevant. So ELATI does not only bring in the value of upskilling and reskilling, but we are also introduces Malaysians to the world of digital learning, which is, I would say, that is aligning with our fourth industrial revolution as well.
And who would you like to see benefiting from this ELATI platform?
HRDF was first set up to service our levy-paying stakeholders. Most of our schemes in the past and initiatives are actually focused on them. But not this time. I would say that ELATI is open to all Malaysians, especially job seekers, homemakers, fresh graduates are actually encouraged to access these free online training courses. And yes, this is HRDF's way of giving back to Malaysians.
So would HRDF collaborate with, say, higher learning institutions to provide targeted courses for fresh grads? How can colleges and universities enter the picture?
Definitely we will collaborate with local providers. We will soon be opening this platform to all local content providers, where they actually can provide their online courses to Malaysians. Apart from that, we are also looking at providing accredited certification in the form of micro-credentials, where anyone that actually going through any training courses, they can use this qualification either for upskilling and reskilling.
So how would you measure eLatte success?
I would say that there were more than 5,000 Malaysian registered on the first 24 hours of eLatte after it was launched. So this actually conveys a very strong message to us that many Malaysians, regardless of age group, they're actually embracing technology. And they acknowledge that this will be the future of learning. And we received numerous comments, feedbacks on users on their success in completing various courses offered in this platform. We can see that many people actually sharing their e-certificate in LinkedIn and all the social media platform. We can see that how happy they are that able to access expensive courses at no cost, right? Zero fee. So these I would say that it will be a game changer in learning platform, learning industry in Malaysia. So I would say this, yes, this will be the success. So for that, I urge everyone, all Malaysians, to log on to elatte.hrdf.com.my and register now and upskill yourself.
Morgan, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. That was Morgan Arjunan, Assistant Vice President at the Research and Development Department in HRDF, the Human Resources Development Fund, talking to us about eLatte, which is a new government e-learning hub aiming to provide free courses for the public to reskill and upskill. If you're interested to sign up and check it out, the website, I'm just going to say it again, is elatte.hrdf.com.my. We are, of course, also going to link to them in our podcast. So if you missed any part of this interview, you can check that out. In the meantime, let us know. I mean, what skill would you like to pick up? Doesn't have to be one that's listed there right now. I think we're just asking in general, has there been anything on your to learn list for a very long time? What would that be? And what skill might be particularly relevant to your industry and your career? Share your thoughts with us. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.